But seriously, seriously, folks, if you want Babylon rebuilt, and I do, what better man for the job than Donald Trump? Who knows real estate better than Donald Trump? It could be proposed as a tourist attraction, as a kind of Disneyland. You could even call it Disneyland. I don't care. As long as it's on the banks of the Tigris and the Euphrates River on the site of Babylon, that's all I care about. It's going to be Babylon. God knows it's going to be Babylon. We know it's Babylon. You can call it Timbuktu. I don't care. You can call it Schenectady, whatever you want to call it, Trumpsylvania, whatever you want. Fine with me. Hello, everyone. Martin Zender here. I'm going to show you that video today. It's going to be a mess because, again, I don't have the technology to show you videos. But first, I'm going to wind up some things about David Barton. Listen to this guy's career. Look what he started as. After graduating from college, Barton served as a church youth director. Oh, how perfectly awful is that? He taught math and science and eventually became principal at Aledo. What did I say I was going to call that town? Oh, yeah, Aledo. Aledo Christian High School, a ministry of the Charismatic Church started by Barton's parents. I'm telling you, the Charismatic Church is a player here. Remember I said watch the Charismatic Church too. And I just am seeing again more clearly the evil nature of the Charismatic Church and how easily it can inaugurate us into an era of acceptable miracles. When I say acceptable miracles, I mean miracles done by the hand and design of Satan rather than God. In 1987, Barton formed Specialty Research Associates, a company which states that it, quote, focuses on the historical research of issues relating to America's constitutional, moral, and religious heritage. Oh boy, that's trouble there. Who talked that? Who talked that talk in recent history? You remember? James Dobson. Absolutely. Constitutional, moral, and religious. And who decides what's moral? We have this organization called the Moral Majority. Who decides that? It's the morals of whatever popular culture decides. I don't care if that popular culture is religious either. I don't care. Because it's the same as worldly. I tell you, there are worldly believers and religious unbelievers that are all unbelievers. Barton is the founder and president of the Aledo-based group Wall Builders. We already talked about that. Wall Builders publishes and sells most of Barton's books and videos, some of which present Barton's position that listen to this, the modern view of separation of church and state is not consistent with the views of the founders. Barton has argued that the religion clauses of the First Amendment were not intended to include such faiths as paganism and witchcraft, but only monotheistic religions, and perhaps solely Christianity. There it is. I talked to you about that yesterday. As long as it's Christianity, it's okay. You see, as long as Christians are in charge of this, then they're going to be on guard against the Antichrist. It's okay as long as paganism and witchcraft and any other kind of barbaric religion, as long as these religions are kept out of the camp, then we can be sure that we, the Christians, will be the caretakers and the protectors of God's interests, because they assume that their interests are God's interests. Quoting again from Wikipedia, Barton collects early American documents. He's got a book out that has been discredited. I want to jump down to this. A 2005 Time Magazine article entitled, I tell you, this guy is known. This guy is a player. Time Magazine now. An article entitled The 25 Most Influential Evangelicals called Barton, quote, a major voice in the debate over church-state separation. And we are looking at the sweeping away of church-state separation. And I explained to you 2 days ago the mechanics behind that. The forces opposing each other. The fact that atheism has hijacked conservatism and Christianity has... No, atheism has hijacked socialism, liberalism, and Christianity has hijacked conservatism, and that these powers oppose one another. One of these parties, one of these elements, these polar opposites has to congeal and has to vanquish the other, or at least present to the other a viable option, or at least put forward at its face somebody that the world can dig, can get into. And I like Donald Trump for that position. You know, Trump is now pretending to be a Christian just to try to get votes. But Trump, obviously a worldly guy, obviously a friend of capitalists and movers and shakers. A lot of movie stars have come out now supporting Trump. So he could be the perfect face, I believe, of a palatable religiosity. And if Cruz would be behind the scenes, pulling the strings, making that religiosity happen in the form of dominionism, and Trump could be the worldly Vanity Fair, People Magazine, GQ face of the damn thing, then we'd have ourselves a nice little crisp movement that could, I was going to say usher in the Antichrist, no, but it could be the very Antichrist. That's fun. That's fun for me. All right. Where do I want to go now? Oh, yeah. Barton, Time Magazine, 25 most influential evangelicals. When you say evangelicals, I'm sorry, you might as well say Pentecostals. I know Baptists are evangelicals, but these lines are disintegrating between mainstream Christianity and your Pentecostal movement. Pentecostalism is infiltrating, seeping with its creepy little tentacles into every division of Christianity. So he's saying, Barton is, that this church-state separation is not intended by the founders. Back to the article, who, despite the fact that many historians dismiss his thinking, Barton is a hero to millions, including some powerful politicians. That's still from Time Magazine. Time Magazine says Barton is a hero to millions, including some powerful politicians. One of them being Ted Cruz. One of them being Glenn Beck. Because say what you want, Glenn Beck's a politician. Barton has appeared on television and radio programs, including those of Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee and Glenn Beck. Beck has praised Barton as, quote, the Library of Congress in shoes, unquote. In September 2013, Politico reported that he has returned to the political arena. Oh, what do you know? He's returned to the political arena. Entrance stage right, and is advising state legislators on how to fight the Common Core academic standards promoted by the Obama administration. We can get down here on his politics. He has acted as a political consultant. I'm going to show you the video. What time is it? Yeah, I'm going to show you the video. Barton acted as political consultant to the Republican National Committee on Outreach to Evangelicals. Ooh, this is a harbinger of the insidious, evil, awful merger of the wild beast and the prostitute of Revelation. The wild beast and the prostitute. This is the ultimate mix of apostate Israel jumping on the world's back to promote her evil deeds via the vehicle of world power. Mm. Very intriguing. What else do we have on politics? Oh, there was a Tea Party movement to get him to run against Senator John Cornyn in the 2014 state election, Senate election from Texas. Barton said, I will not run. And then, affiliations, far-right Christian identity, National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools. The Nation described the... Oh, yeah. Barton is a lecturer for Glenn Beck's online Beck University. Of course he is. He's been on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Again, mentioned in Time Magazine, been on the 700 Club. Ooh, when am I going to get invited to that show? And The Daily Show. Listen to this. Barton's 2013 appearance on Kenneth Copeland's Believer's Voice of Victory received wider attention when Barton made statements linking abortion and climate change. I can't even go there. That's ridiculous. Okay, let's get to this video. This is what's going to be a mess. Okay, I'm going to show you David Barton praying for Glenn Beck concerning the presidency of Ted Cruz. All right, I'm going to have to maneuver my camera around here. This is going to be interesting. I guess it's going to be ugly. I'm going to go ahead and put it full screen. Let's see how this looks. Wait a minute. I'm going to have a split screen here so I can see what's happening on both operations. Sorry about this, folks. I don't even know if I know how to do this. Because I want to see what I'm showing you. And at the same time, I didn't practice this. Oh, I see how to do it. Yes. All right. I'm going to keep this on a small screen. And beware. Hold on to your breakfast. Here comes the microphone.
We bless them with your peace. We bless them with your stability, with your strength, with your clarity, with your focus, Father. Let the mind of Christ be in him, Father. Give that mind clarity, Father, in Jesus' name. Then as he speaks, Lord, let the words come off his mouth that you want said to these folks. And even if he doesn't say what needs to be said, let the Holy Spirit drive it home in the way that needs to be heard. So, Father, regardless of what he says, let your Spirit take it and deliver it in the right way. You've given Glenn the mind on this. You've given him the speech and the words on this. Father, we pray an anointing that could be effective. We bless him with peace. We bless him with anointing. We bless him, Father, with insight and vision. And, Father, with confidence as well. Let it be your words that go forward to these folks. And then we turn the Holy Spirit loose that that would bring forth fruit that brings forth 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold back to this campaign, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Like the Lord says, these are my purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you think it's you, these are God's.
This is the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is the moment that we prayed for. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We prayed for this.
We've been working for this. We didn't know we were.
You guys have been working at first for decades.
Didn't know this was it.
We started in 2007. Started talking about this. We started the 912 project. People started the Tea Party. This is it. This is really it. And he really is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He really is the guy.
He really is the guy. He really is the guy. Who's really the guy? Who's really the guy? He's talking about Ted Cruz. Talking about the cruiser. He's really the guy. That would be the cruiser. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that if these aren't the players, I don't know how much more of the players, I don't know of any other people who could look this much like how the players will be. But if they're not the players, then the players on the stage of Earth at the time of the appearance of the man of lawlessness will be like these players. They will be agreeable. They will be gracious. They will use the name of Christ. They have to use the name of Christ because it will be the many who will say, didn't we do this in your name? Do wonderful works in your name. So tomorrow, I want to talk about dominionism. I want to link Ted Cruz to this. I've linked David Barton and Glenn Beck. I want to next explore dominionism itself. And then I want to link dominionism with Ted Cruz. Because I think you will find, as I have found, that dominionism is so wanted and such of the soulish desire of modern day Christians. Modern-day, flag-waving, God bless America Christians. And America is still the strongest power on the earth, and the Christians are now engaged in a concentrated effort to take America back for God, which means restoring America to its primacy as a world power. Which is an essential element. It's a reversal of the Barack Obama designed to reduce America to a level playing field with the rest of the world. America does have to be reduced in the sense that it will accept oneness with the rest of the world. But I believe America has to be restored in the sense that it will gain confidence again to be able to work its will upon the world, to impose its moral beliefs on the world, to impose its religion upon the world. And the greatest foil for that, the greatest catalyst, is again Islam, which will push this country to the brink. And Obama's not doing anything about it. The next president, who could be the Antichrist, will.